Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, for an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
The margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it.
Afraid to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions.
You have to believe that something different can happen. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
Dig deep down, ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. No matter how crazy it may sound to the people.
Make a choice. Like, just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
Why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why. Why can't I do that?
What did you say to the kid? It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit. And keep moving forward. How much you can take. And keep moving forward.
Get up. Get up. And don't ever give up.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. One inch at a time. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before.
Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
If you are not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hit and not point the finger saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Because every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
The 17th chapter of St. Luke is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure.
Now, what are you going to do?
Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Good morning. Welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. It is Inspiration Monday. Why Inspiration Monday? Because one, we'll inspire you to get that spark that's deep inside to get you across the finish line. It's not something that's going to motivate you. It's something that's deep within that's going to pull you across. It's that have to. It's not that I want to. It's that I have to do it. It's that I have to complete it because it's my purpose, my vision, and my journey. Again, welcome to today's show. Because you had a fantastic weekend, because you had got through the whole last week with your whole spirit, whole mind, and whole body, we're starting it over again because you have to move forward every day in order to do what you have to do in order to get across the finish line. It's about developing your purpose. It's about developing your reason and your why for what you do, what you do. Welcome to today's show. Today is April 27th, 2015. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And know this, literally thousands of people did not get up with you today. And because of that, you have a mission, you have a vision, you have something special in your life that you are supposed to complete. And we're talking about being unstoppable. How do you become unstoppable? How do you become that relentless force that it's going forth and going forward with the effort that needs to take place? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're talking about being relentless. We're talking about being unstoppable because all that is needed in order to get you across your life's purpose. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint.
Faith that wins on the Lord.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And we've talked about several things here on our Mondays for Inspiration Monday. What you just recently heard was Daily Wait on the Lord. Prior to that was Our No Fear, which is the highest rated one we've transmitted here from I to M. It is a million plus views, but also at the same time we played it here. We had over 5,000 listeners at the time. And so we're really excited about that. But what does it mean to be unstoppable? Unstoppable. Well, in terms of unstoppable, what is your visual? Could it be a boulder coming down a hill? I say a boulder. When we say a boulder, say part of the mountain coming down a hill going forward. What else can be a visual for that? Well, an unstoppable force can be a vehicle driving in the direction of going downhill. What's an unstoppable force? Water. Water is an unstoppable force. That tidal wave that's coming up and coming across. That unstoppable force has to be you. It's going to be you. Because you have to decide to do it. You have to be relentless. How do you become relentless? Well, you could become relentless when you understand your purpose. Why is that critical? That is critical because once you understand your purpose, nothing can stand in front of you that will prevent you from getting to your purpose. There's no force capable of stopping you or sustaining anything against you if you understand your purpose. So, in addition to that, how do you become unstoppable? You have to recognize what is your purpose. Not only in addition to that, once you recognize it, it has to become part of your being. It just doesn't happen. It becomes part of your being. It doesn't become a want. It doesn't become a maybe. It becomes a have to. It becomes a requirement of your life. That's how you become unstoppable. But also having the correct base, too. You have to understand that your center has to be at the right place in order for you to compete, in order for you to understand what you need to do to get across the finish line. But also, once you understand that process, you have to understand your center. You have to know yourself. You have to shrink yourself. You have to die to yourself in order to get across the finish line. Die to yourself, and the Christ within you will surface and go forward for you. Now we're talking about what we always talk about here is getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain. We're talking about being unstoppable. What is unstoppable? You have an undefeated football team. You have an undefeated basketball team. You have an undefeated team. That is just for a season. We're talking about being relentless in the period of time that you need to be victorious. We say relentless. Relentless is not in just one aspect of your life, but all aspects of your life. You have to be relentless in your spirit, relentless in your thought process, how you feed your mind, relentless in your body. You don't want your body to fail. You need your body the most. So you have to be intentional. All this can be provided for by you being intentional about where you're going, how you're going to do it, and what is the vision for you to complete it. Can is done in your mind so that you can get across the finish line. So we're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here. And that is getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain. And today we're talking about being unstoppable. That relentless force that keeps coming back and coming back. People say, why is this happening? Doesn't he realize that? He doesn't have any legs. Doesn't he realize he doesn't have any arms? But he keeps coming back and coming back and coming back. What is your why? Can't be the stuff. Can't be the things. It can't be relationships. It's got to be the something that's deep within you that is dragging you purposely to your future, something that you have to do before you die. Get us on blogtalkradio.com/MillionDollarIdeaNetwork. We're talking about what we always talk about here. And today, we're talking about being relentless.
Today, right now, you are going to war. You are going into war with your opponent. You are going to war with yourself. You are not scared. You are prepared. You are not weak. You are a machine, a freak. Are you focused?
I am focused. I am focused. I am focused.
Yes, you are. You are focused and you will not lose sight of that. Not today, not tomorrow, next week, or next year. Repeat after me. Today is my day. No one will get in the way of my dreams, of my growth, or my desire to be the very best in my chosen field. Yes, I said the best. No one has the right to take the mantle from me. I will sacrifice until I reach the very top, no matter how hard it gets. No matter how many times life beat me down, I will get up every time. I will fight tooth and nail. Desire, drive, determination, and fire, they burn within me. I will not back down. I will not relent. When my body screams no, I will scream louder. Yes, give me more. Push me harder. Because I know my courage lies in my heart. My heart is stronger than my body. No one has a stronger heart, a stronger mind. 10,000 men, and I will defeat them all with my heart alone. I am focused. I have the heart of a lion, the strength of 10, and the bleeding desire of 1,000 men. I am prepared for battle. I am prepared to soar. Come at me. I dare you. It's time for war. Respect is not given. It is earned. I don't need an alarm clock. My goals wake me. My desire wakes me. My purpose wakes me. I don't need haters to fuel my fire. My purpose is my fire. My family is my fire. My greatness is my fire. I don't need others' opinions. I have my own opinion. I have my own heart. I have my own dream. There's nothing I cannot be, do, or have. No one can tell me what I can or can't do. I decide what is possible for me. I decide what path I will choose. I will decide what sacrifices will be made. What people will walk with me. What people I must let go. I decide how big my goals are, how crazy they might seem to ordinary people. I am far from ordinary. I don't pick average anything. I am anything but average. I want more, I will be more. Because I will give more, more effort, more pain, more sacrifice, more heart, more courage, and what comes next, more reward.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network, and we're talking about being unstoppable today, unstoppable, relentless, that unmovable force that all forces have to flow around it. You are that person today. Make up in your mind what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and seed it in your spirit, seed it in your heart, seed it in your mind, and it all translates to you fulfilling your destiny, translating to you fulfilling your goals, translate for you to the legacy of your house. All this is you today, this Monday. Today, make a choice and understand the choices that you make. Reflect upon your spirit, your strength and spirit, your strength of your soul / your mind, and the strength of your body. You work together as one complete unit, one total being. The only one influencing your total being is you and God. Because your spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit. That means you get the information you need to get when you need to get it, the information that you're supposed to have, the other people are not supposed to have, the information people say, how do you do that? Or how did you know that? That's how you get that information. And then it translates down and trickles down, or however you want to say it. It amplifies from your spirit and goes into your mind and into your body. Unstoppable. That is today. That is the word for today, is unstoppable. You are that relentless force that has to come into being. You're the thing that's being birthed right now.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Fear is not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
To the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. My name is Charlie Childs Jr. It's my job to give you this one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something your spirit, your soul, and your body. And we're talking about being that unstoppable, that relentless force, that unmovable object that you have to become in order to get across the finish line. Because, yes, you're in for a fight. And understand this, you're going to have to work harder, think harder, get to the next level in your spirit life so you can get across the finish line. That's how you become that immovable, unmovable object. The object that cannot be moved, that relentless force that keeps coming back for more. Why does the fireman run into the fire while other people run out? Why does the soldier go through what he goes through in order to complete the mission? Why does a mother give birth? Because she has to. That's where you have to be in your spirit, your soul, and your body. It is no longer a maybe. It's no longer we can get around to it. It's a purpose. It's a vision that must be completed. It has to be in your DNA that you have to complete this. So far in your DNA that you have to dream about it. It has to wake you up in the morning in order for you to know that you're supposed to be doing something in addition to get across the finish line to fulfill that mission. It will wake you up. It is not going to be easy. It will be war. Prosecution of war takes place only after you get good counsel, you have a sound strategy, and you know what your objective is going to become or know what you want to complete in that task. Yes, it is war. And understand this. The enemy is going to prosecute his war plan. You have to prosecute your war plan. Your war plan for life. What is your war plan for life? What is your war plan for life? Are you just going to get up tomorrow and go to work and see how long you can be in that position until they kick you from the process or execute you from the workplace? Or are you going to be proactive? I say be proactive. Wherever you're at right now, it does not matter. But understand this, you're supposed to go up. No matter how it starts, it always has to end in victory. That is what you have to get in your DNA. You have to be fully convinced. You can be fully convinced of one or two things, that you're going to win or that you're going to lose. Either one, once you're fully convinced, it will take place. I'm saying be fully convinced that you are supposed to win, that you've already won. You just have to go through the process and understand that you're supposed to be in a certain place at a certain time because it's what your purpose is to complete. Yes, you have already won the war. You know how it is going to end. You just have to walk through it. Walk through the valley, run through the valley, run up the hill, run up the mountain, and when you get to the top, flash your smile. Yes, you have already won. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here. We're talking about being unstoppable. We're talking about being relentless. We're talking about being that object that cannot be moved. But you have to understand, to be in that position, you have to be intentional in what you feed your spirit, your soul, and your body. And understand who you belong to. Because once you understand who you belong to, it doesn't matter. You have juice that other people don't have. Once you understand who you belong to, You have a resource other people don't have because you have your spirit connection. Now, as I said before, it's not going to be the greatest idea that gets you across. It's not going to be your strength to move mountains to get you across. It's going to be that knowledge when you've done all you've done in the natural, the supernatural done for you because your connection in the spirit. That's where you tap your source. That's where you get the core tap when you get that information other people don't have. You get the information that you get the knowledge when people try to lay traps and ambushes for you. Yet you are that relentless, that unmovable object, that unstoppable force that has to and will complete the mission the Lord has given you. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about being unstoppable. We're talking about being relentless. We're talking about the things in your life that you have to become in order to become that unmovable force or the unmovable object, and that force that has to go through the cosmos, and the cosmos has to flow around you. Yes, you are the general of your life. You're the prosecutor of this war effort. This war effort is a war effort for you to get across the finish line. You not only have to conquer those around you, you have to conquer yourself. You have to shrink yourself so you get the connect that you need in order to get the information you're supposed to have to win. And no one said it was going to be easy. If it was easy, everyone would be able to do it. But it's not easy. But you've been selected right now to do a task that no one else can do but you. Receive that and understand that. And that dunamis power, that relentless effort, that unstoppability that comes to you when you know where you're supposed to be going and know you're supposed to be at your appointed time, you'll be there. Some will come with you, some will not come with you. But understand this, when you're across the finish line, everyone that's supposed to be there will be standing there with you. So don't worry, you don't have no fear of that. When you cross the finish line, those that are supposed to be with you will be with you. Those that weren't supposed to be with you will not be with you. Recognize and understand that. You are the one. And it's going to get hot. There's going to be times that you don't know which way to go, but pick a direction. Victory is yours. Already yours. It's not going to be easy. The victory is already yours. So, understand this, that you are that unstoppable, that unmovable, that object that creates the waves in the water. You are the one.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it. I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake. Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, God-like feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
Yeah.
Period. It's that simple.
I know who I am, and I know what I believe.
I know who I am, I know what I believe.
That's all I need to know.
And that's all I need to know. So from there, you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know. And I think what happens is we make the situation more complex than it has to be.
Because we're looking for complexity. There's got to be something complex to understand.
It can't be that easy.
No.
We didn't grow up with the sense that where we were was where we were going to be. You know, we grew up with the sense that where we were almost didn't matter because
we were becoming right.
Something greater.
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams, that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's no easy way around it. No matter how talented you are, your talent is going to fail you if you're not skilled. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't study, if you don't work really hard and dedicate yourself to being better every single day, mm-hmm. you'll never be able to communicate with people, with your artistry, the way that you want. So
the only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. But if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's two things. You're getting off first,
yeah.
or I'm going to die. It's really that simple.
It really is that simple. Are you willing to die for what you believe in? Are you willing to die for that vision that has to be completed before you leave this planet? It's just that simple. You are the one. It starts with you. If you believe you can do it, everyone else will. Well, almost everyone else. If you believe you can do it, you will do it. You are that greatness. You are the greatness. Muhammad Ali says, I'm the greatest. He said that because he understood that when he was growing up, in the culture world he lived in, no one was going to tell him that except himself. So you're going to have to tell yourself, you are the greatest. You will become toward your goal to be the best, whatever field, whatever goal, vision that you have been given, you will become the best. And you believe that too. It is the strength of your spirit that will carry you through. Not your greatest idea to move mountains and pick up cars. It is your strength that will, the strength and spirit that will bring you through. But understand that it's a total package. It is your spirit, your soul, slash your mind, and your body working together in balance so you can move in the direction you're supposed to move in. If your spirit is going one direction and your mind is going another direction, it's not going to work. You got to be intentional in the process and where you're going, just like when you were a baby. You focused on putting that first step down, that next step down, and all of a sudden you were running before you know it. All of a sudden that baby's sliding around corners like, slow the baby down. Baby knows what he's doing. But how many times did that baby fall before he was able to stand? How many times did it maybe fall before you started walking? That's that determination. That's that information that you have to access in order to be unstoppable. You are unstoppable right now. You just don't know it. Other people see that you're unstoppable, but you have to believe it. You are moving where you're supposed to be moving in the direction that you're supposed to be moving in. Continue. But if you're not, turn around. Because the greatest adventure you have in life will be the journey you make in completing the purpose of your life. You have already won. Just accept that. Don't be convinced. Don't let someone else convince you that you can't win, can't make it. They're too strong, they're too big, too large. It's never been done before, especially when someone says never been done before, because you've been the person selected to do it. We're going to take a brief break before our final commentary for today. Keep trying.
Two, three.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Coming up this later this week, we'll be doing our announcement for our new technology partner, Wealth Avenue Service Partner, coming on board too. We're very excited about that, and we'll be putting information on our website, which will be updated later. And also, again, for the month of May, we're going to be going full speed ahead with the new internet radio station. Again, we're very excited about that. I want you to join us in that process because we will be sending the emails out, the faxes out, the whatever medium, the Twitters, the Facebook, all that stuff. It's going to bring you the information that we're doing, and we want you to join us. If you have a story to tell, a song to sing, a video that you want played, or you want to be on the radio, contact us. You know, we move in the same direction, and as long as you're lined up in the direction we're moving in, we will help you out and try to help you get to the next level. Get you the exposure, both the social media that you need to have, that you want to have in order to get across the finish line. Today, we are talking about being unstoppable. That unstoppability . So get ready now. Gird your spirit, your mind, and your body. It is Monday. And understand that you are not where you were supposed to be right now, but you're going to get there. And you're determined, and the force within you is unstoppable right now. And you will do it. I want everyone to have a blessed and honest every day. Rejoice in the day that your life is the turnaround, that your life, you made up in your mind to get the victory. And because you did it today, your legacy will be known by your children's children. That you today stood up and said enough. Enough of poverty, enough of the curses in the family, enough of the sickness in the mind, enough of the sickness in the body. And you stood up today. And now you are that unmovable force, that relentless that's in your spirit. And today you are unstoppable. And for today, that is all I got. This has been a CASC production, copyright 2015. Be blessed and highly favored. God loves you, I love you, and you already have the victory.